Grandma.
Julie, how lovely to see you.
Grandma, it looks like a really good day today to take a drive out to the old farm.
That's a great idea.
We've pulled up at the 3 mile peg just outside of Mudgee. We're right near the Chardonnay section of the old vineyard that my grandparents, Alf and Laura Kurtz, ran up until the mid-70s here. We've actually just seen a kangaroo hopping through the old vines that my grandfather, Alf Kurtz, planted here about 50 years ago. The vines are, you can tell how old they are. They're about 4 or 5 inches across the trunks. And Grandma, this land here, this 26 acres, was in the family for quite a few generations, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. In 1853, the Kurtz family took up residence, a son from the immigrants who came out earlier. Each of those generations had orchards on their farms and also grapevines, and they all made dry wines, which was what they knew. Alf had a dream because he was working from when he finished school at Dr. Fiaschi's, which was adjoining property, and the doctor had a wine bar in Little George Street. He used to mix some of the wine from his own farm in at the Hawkesbury with what he produced in Mudgee, and because Alf was working there, he was able to taste the table wines that were being entered into the show, the local show. And he had a dream, which he couldn't even start to embark on for many, many years.
And you and Grandad had quite a few varieties of wine here that you grew. Did you find that interest in that early period, in the early 70s, grew quickly at all in wine? What was the story with that?
Yes, what my husband really wanted to do was try different varieties to see how well they did and what the wine was like when it was matured. Actually, we had 26 varieties because selling table grapes was important. Alf had this job with Craig Moore doing the outside work. He didn't do any cellar work there. I was at home selling the fruit. That helped a lot to provide extra for actually replanting the place. We only planted cuttings, and they took 3 years to bear. That was just how he proceeded gradually, until we were able to buy some good second-hand equipment, like a crusher. He gradually built our winery and had a sales section at the front of it. And you meet a lot of very interesting people. And in those days, Australia wasn't used to drinking dry table wines, so there's a lot of education done. And that was fun.
Were there ever enough hours in the day? I remember you having dinner at 10 o'clock at night.
That's right, when we were winemaking. I did drive the tractor when we were spraying because that was a two-man job. But I loved every minute of it.